Cloud cost. Governance policies that actually work. Most cloud cost governance programs produce reports nobody reads and policies nobody follows. Here's the structure that separates governance that changes behavior from governance that just creates compliance theater. Cloud cost governance is one of those disciplines where organizations consistently overinvest in policy and underinvest in enforcement. The result is a library of documentation that describes what should happen alongside a cloud bill that demonstrates what actually happens. The gap isn't a documentation problem, it's a design problem. Governance programs that change behavior are built differently from ones that create compliance artifacts. Why most governance programs fail, the standard cloud cost governance program follows a familiar arc. A FinOps team or IT department creates a policy document that specifies tagging requirements, budget thresholds, reserved instance purchasing procedures, and approval workflows. The document is shared with engineering teams. Engineering teams acknowledge it. And then, almost nothing changes. The failure mode is predictable. Policies without enforcement mechanisms are suggestions. Engineers under delivery pressure don't stop to consult governance documents. They provision what they need and move on. The governance program exists in one system. The actual infrastructure decisions happen in another. There are three structural problems with governance programs designed this way. They rely on voluntary compliance. Human behavior under time pressure defaults to the path of least resistance. If the compliant path requires extra steps and the non-compliant path doesn't, most people will take the non-compliant path most of the time, especially when the consequences of non-compliance are distant and diffuse. They measure outputs, not outcomes. Governance programs typically track whether policies exist and whether people have been trained on them. They don't track whether cloud spend is actually allocated, whether budgets are being exceeded, or whether the optimization actions that were agreed upon are actually happening. They separate accountability from authority. The FinOps team is accountable for cloud costs, but has no authority over the decisions that drive them. Engineering teams have the authority, but are accountable to delivery timelines, not cloud budgets. This structure produces exactly the results you'd expect. The four components of governance that works: technical enforcement, not policy documents. The most effective governance controls are ones that can't be bypassed. AWS service control policies, SCPs, that reject resource creation requests without required tags are not suggestions. They block the deployment. Budget alerts that trigger automatic responses, notifications to managers, account lockdowns for non-production environments, are not hopes. They produce automatic consequences. The principle: governance should be expressed in code and configuration, not documents. A tagging requirement that lives in an SCP is enforced 100% of the time. A tagging requirement that lives in a wiki is enforced when someone happens to check. This doesn't mean eliminating documentation. It means that documentation should describe the controls, not be the control. Budget ownership at the team-level governance programs that assign cloud cost accountability to a central FinOps team consistently underperform programs that push budget ownership to the engineering teams doing the spending. Teams that own their infrastructure budget behave differently. They notice when costs increase. They evaluate architectural decisions partly on infrastructure cost. They clean up resources they no longer need because those resources are coming out of their budget. This requires giving teams a budget to own, which requires doing the allocation work first, tagging, chargeback, and it requires pairing budget accountability with budget authority. Teams need to be able to act on cost information, not just receive it. Visibility before accountability. Governance that arrives as an invoice surprise produces defensiveness. Governance that arrives as continuous visibility produces problem solving. The sequence matters. First, make costs visible at the team and resource level. Then, give teams time to understand their spending pattern, then establish budgets and accountability. Organizations that skip straight to chargeback without building shared visibility first typically encounter significant resistance. The visibility phase also builds the data that makes the accountability phase defensible. When a team has been seeing their weekly cost report for 3 months, The conversation about budget ownership starts from shared understanding rather than contested figures. Defined decision rights. Most governance failures can be traced to ambiguous decision rights. Who can approve what, at what cost threshold, with what review process? Clear decision rights look like: individual engineers can provision resources up to $500 a month without approval. Team leads can approve up to $5,000 a month. Anything above that requires FinOps and finance review. New reserved instance or savings plan, purchases above $10,000 require VP approval. The thresholds are less important than their existence. When decision rights are undefined, every significant purchase becomes a negotiation, and people learn to structure purchases to avoid triggering reviews they find onerous. Policies with teeth, examples that work. Environment lifecycle policies, development and staging environments, are automatically stopped at 7 p.m. and not started on weekends. Exceptions require a ticket and manager approval. This single policy consistently reduces non-production spend by 30-50% at organizations that implement it. Idle resource detection plus auto-notify. EC2 instances with less than 5% CPU utilization for 14 days trigger an automatic notification to the resource owner and their manager. The instance is terminated after 30 days without a response. No human FinOps work required. The enforcement is automated. New service review process. Before any new cloud service is adopted, a new database type, a new AI service, there's a lightweight review that includes an estimated monthly cost at production scale and an approval from a budget owner. This catches cost surprises before they're locked in architecturally. Commitment purchase governance, all reserved instance and savings plan, purchases above a threshold require a FinOps review that includes current utilization data, a workload stability assessment from engineering, and a 12-month ROI calculation. The purchase is approved or denied within 5 business days. Tagging enforcement via CI/CD, pull requests that introduce new infrastructure resources without required tags, fail the CI pipeline. The deploy doesn't happen until tags are added. This catches new resources before they exist, rather than remediating them after. Measuring governance effectiveness. Governance programs should be measured on outcomes, not activities. The right metrics: tagging coverage rate, what percentage of spend is properly tagged and allocated. This is the foundation of everything else. Measure monthly and set an improvement target. Budget adherence. What percentage of teams are within their budget each month? Tracking this consistently surfaces teams that need more support and teams where budgets may be miscalibrated. Waste as a percentage of total spend, idle resources, unused reservations, oversized instances. Track this as a cost amount and a percentage. A governance program that's working should reduce this over time. Time to detect for anomalies. When an unexpected cost spike occurs, how quickly is it detected and investigated? Organizations with mature governance detect anomalies in hours. Organizations without it sometimes don't notice until the monthly invoice. Commitment utilization. For organizations using reserved instances or savings plans, the utilization rate is a direct measure of governance effectiveness. Underutilized commitments are a governance failure. None of these metrics require a sophisticated analytics setup. They require collecting the right data and reviewing it consistently, which is itself a governance discipline. Cost Defender provides the continuous visibility layer that governance programs need: allocation by team, anomaly detection, commitment utilization tracking, and budget variance reporting, all with read-only access to your cloud environment.